A Jewish Journal article. Jewish groups denounce upcoming UCSDSJP event featuring Taher Herzala. Jewish groups are denouncing UC San Diego's, UCSD, Students for Justice in Palestine's, SJP, upcoming event featuring American for Muslims in Palestine, AMP, Director of Outreach Taher Herzala. The event is scheduled to take place on May 4. Stop Antisemitism wrote in an April 30 post on their website that Herzala has defended Hamas rocket attacks against Israel as an oppressed people's audible cry for help, and described a picture of a bloody Israeli soldier as the most beautiful sight. He has also disrupted David Friedman's confirmation hearing in 2017 as the United States ambassador to Israel, as well as disrupted former Israeli ambassador Michael Oren's speech in 2010 at UC Irvine. Herzala was arrested both times. Stop Antisemitism has dubbed Herzala as the hateful heckler. Additionally, Herzala's speaking event at Northeastern University on April 28 was either canceled or moved off campus, according to Stop Antisemitism. The university did not reply to the journal's request for comment as to what exactly happened with the event. We applaud Northeastern University and President Joseph Allen for not allowing a dangerous anti-Semite like Taher Herzala to appear on their campus, Stop Antisemitism Executive Director Leora Rez said in a statement to the journal. We request UCSD and Chancellor Pradeep Khosla affirm their commitment to keeping UCSD's Jewish students safe on campus and follow in the footsteps of Northeastern. Additionally, UCSD campus Jewish groups sent a letter to Khosla echoing the same criticisms of Herzala as Stop Antisemitism, and noted that Herzala will be speaking again on May 9 at an event sponsored by UCSD's Division of Arts and Humanities. Our associated students voted to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of antisemitism. The values supported by this speaker would be in clear violation of this resolution, the letter, which was obtained by the journal, states. This university has an obligation to make students feel safe on campus, and as of now, the Jewish community does not feel safe. Karen Perry, executive director of Hillel San Diego, also said in a statement to the journal, Hillel of San Diego is extremely concerned about Taher Herzala coming to speak twice this month at UCSD, first through Students for Justice in Palestine on May 4 and again, sponsored by the UCSD Division of Arts and Humanities, on May 9. Herzala has repeatedly called for violence and has said, Israelis have to be bombed. His provocations are blatantly discriminatory and anti-Semitic. The fact that a speaker who espouses anti-Semitic rhetoric is coming to campus as a UCSD-endorsed speaker is heartbreaking and truly damaging to Jewish students. She added that the Hillel is engaging with the UCSD administration to address the quasi-endorsement and support of Herzala's messaging and to ensure the safety of Jewish students on campus. Stand With Us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein similarly said in a statement to the journal, providing a platform for convicted criminals like Taher Herzala, who advocate violence against Israelis and delegitimize the existence of the State of Israel, gives the impression of legitimizing such views. Even if freedom of speech principles mean that such hateful expression is protected, the UCSD administration should use its own voice and urgently issue a statement unequivocally condemning Herzala's statements of support for violent anti-Semitism and assuring Jewish, Israeli and non-Jewish students who care about Israel, or who feel connected to Israel, that his invitation by SJP is in no way reflective of the university's position and his bigoted, anti-Semitic expression is contrary to the values of UCSD. SJP-UCSD defended their decision to host Herzala, telling the journal that the claims of anti-Semitism against Herzala are totally baseless. It has been pretty typical of Stop Antisemitism to label any and all critique of the occupation as anti-Semitic, the group said. This is despite the fact that some of the most outspoken voices and groups on the issue were in fact Jewish and in many cases identified at one point with the occupation. They pointed to Miko Peld, B'Tselem, If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace as examples, calling them great resources that we stand by. AMP and Khosla's office did not respond to the journal's request for comment by publication time.